And now we want to have a conversation with critical care nurse Katie Kleber of North Carolina. Her blog is called Nurse Eye Roll, after all the times nurses have to roll their eyes and carry on. She posted a letter to fellow critical care nurse Nina Pham when Nina contracted Ebola, but her sentiments apply to the second nurse, Amber Vinson, as well. And over 85,000, many nurses, have read her letter. Katie, thanks for joining us to talk about it.
Hi.
Why did you want to write a letter to Nina Pham?
Well, you know, I was kind of like the rest of the country watching, and, you know, I saw this stuff about Nina, about Ebola, but I never really saw anything to her.
Well, what could you read a little bit for us? I pointed out a paragraph I'd like you to start at. You introduce yourself, and then you go on to say this. Why don't you pick it up?
I wanted to let you know that this nation of nurses stands behind you. We commend you for going to work, putting on your protective equipment, and putting your life at risk to stand at the bedside of a deathly ill and contagious patient for 12 hours at a time. Thank you. We know how tedious and difficult it is to put on and take off full protective gear over and over again. We know how hot, sweaty, and unbearable it gets. We know what it's like taking care of critically ill patients with constantly changing needs. We know what it's like standing at the bedside of someone for hours at a time, knowing that life is slowly leaving his or her body. We know how much that hurts mentally, physically, and emotionally. But because we are nurses, we are expected to deal with it with a smile on our face and carry on. I hope you're doing the best you possibly can be kicking Ebola's butt. I hope your nursey vitals are stable, your labs are improving, and that you're playing pranks on all of the nurses taking care for you. Try to resist the urge to interpret your own telemetry strip.
What's a telemetry strip?
Our heart monitor.
Yeah. What do you want people to know about critical care nurses?
You know, if you think about someone who is critically ill, meaning they need constant monitoring by someone. So you, as their nurse, are responsible for absolutely everything for them, from toileting and bathing to their managing all of their complex medications. And then add on that they're on isolation and whatnot and keeping yourself safe and your other patients safe. It's very, very rewarding, and I absolutely love it. And that was one of my whole reasons for making the blog and writing all my posts, is because I want people to be as comfortable with it as soon as possible, because it takes a while to get, you know, to get used to caring for dying people. As a critical care nurse, you see it every day, and it can be someone who is in their 90s that is, you know, passing away peacefully, or it's someone who is in their 30s and you walk in and the first thing you see is his wife finding out he's dying, you know. And then also on top of that, you got to care for the patient in the room next to you and pretend like everything's fine when you go into that room. Something that's essential to me is prayer. My husband, we pray together every day. I pray every day I go to work.
Have you and other nurses had conversations about picturing yourself in a room with an Ebola patient?
Yeah, I think we all have, and it's why it hits so close to home, because it's the people that were standing with him while he was in the hospital that got infected. It could be you, you know, nation of nurses. There's a great community of nurses on social media, and everybody just kind of supporting each other. And Ebola is scary, but it's the flu season. The flu is deadly as well. That can be just as scary if you're taking care of a critically ill flu patient.
You could catch that through the air.
Exactly.
Yeah. As tough as this episode has been, it has put nurses front of mind for a lot of Americans.
I think it is, too, because if you think about, for every Ebola patient that we have, there's got to be nurses standing at their bedside 24 hours a day. And after a little while, that gets tough.
Yeah. Katie Kleber, her blog is Nurse Eye Roll. She posted an open letter to Dallas nurse Nina Pham. Katie, Nurse Kleber, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
Today, the CDC issued new guidelines authorizing more protective gear for critical care nurses working with Ebola patients and a buddy system to change clothes.